This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician.
Jenny hit Austin.
My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Trees shook with sound when the lightning hit the ground with a thud. I was standing out on the hillside losing sleep, seeking shelter and leaking blood. I tried to keep my feet moving, but I was soon to find out that running don't come easy.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting to you, the fan, the person in the know, out there listening intently to this show to enlighten your musical life. You know how it is. Delighted to be with you, folks. Coming to you, of course, from Trinidad World Recording Studios, my studio here in Fort Worth, in beautiful high-definition audio or something quite like it. Boy, happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings. Happy New Year. It's that special time of year, isn't it, where you just put a little extra whiskey in the eggnog when you sit down on the couch at night. Oh, you don't have the tough day at work or school, you know. You just say, hey, I'm just going to treat myself after a hard year. Oh, I'm just kidding. Or am I? Phil here. Thanks for being with us here today, folks. Well, 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 we've got a great show to you here. Blue, J.W. Blue, Blue Marshall of the Full Band, plays bass guitar, sings. He's also sort of our travel agent, also sort of our road manager. Does so many things for the Full Band. Booking agent sometimes. He's always coming up with a gig or something. He's always got some. He's got. J.W. Marshall has ends with people, you know? We're always like, man, we need a new t-shirt. He's like, yeah, I know a guy I went to college with. I'll give him a call. Or, hey, we need a gig up in the Midwest somewhere. Hey, man, let me get on the phone. Let's see what I can come up with. He's always got somebody. Somebody with a car. Someone, if you need someone to, you know, write some code for your website, call J.W. Marshall. Well, man, he will be dropping by the studio here. We are so excited. He's going to be on the podcast here. That's the rumor anyway, that he is en route from his hometown of Dallas, Texas, over here to Fort Worth, just coming down I-30, headed west, young man, to Trinidad World Recording to sit in on the podcast, to offer his insight, his vision, and to opine on all things life, music, technology, current events, news, and everything that entails. So look forward to that. Blue is going to be here today. I'm so excited. So excited about it. And needless to say, you know what happens when J.W. Blue Marshall is around? When he comes a-knocking at the podcast, he's going to be talking some Billy Joel, etc. Oh, he's the world's biggest Billy Joel fan, which is kind of funny. Do you know any big Billy Joel fans? Not that he's not great, of course. He's just sort of, I don't know. We'll talk about that. Never felt Billy Joel really got his due. Man, those songs are just so great. We listened to that interview with him that Howard Stern did with Billy Joel on Sirius, on the you know, the Howard's Sirius station. And it was just Billy at a piano and Howard in the room with him, and they were just talking about stuff. He was playing bits of songs and things. It was like an hour long. You can find it on YouTube. It's out there, Howard Stern, Billy Joel interview. There's like three parts to it. We listened to it in the van on the way to the show. Great stuff. So certainly he'll be that'll come up here. And he'll be talking to Blue here probably the next couple weeks. Planning on having him in here the next couple weeks, if he can do it. So we'll look forward to that, certainly. And in the vault, man, why not? So we're going to pick up a little Billy Joel record. We got all of them over there in the vault. vinyl copies, unscathed, unscratched, over there beckoning to be delved into. So we're going to take a look at Billy Joel's The Nylon Curtain. Greatness, man. Greatness. Kind of an, some critics would say, an uneven record, an uneven effort on his part. But certainly some huge songs that you know on The Nylon Curtain. We'll take a look at that in the vault later on. Well, well, well. Phil, what's on the tap for today? Man, I've been long overdue. Long overdue to answer some viewer mail. I was going back through. I mean, I just picked some of these at random. Some of these are pretty old. Some of these might be months old. I have no idea of knowing. I just kind of, I got a little folder in my email. I just put, you know, if I see, one that has makes a good point or says something, I say, I'll move it over here. We'll take a look at that maybe later on. So I was going to answer a few of them here. Bless all you folks out there who listen to the show and write in, man. Some of y'all write in a lot. I get the same emails from several different people. Some of y'all every week, you know, have a little opine, you know, write in on thoughts on the podcast. It's a participatory event, isn't it? The P2 podcast. Indeed, indeed. Let me see here. I got this one from Josh Reddick. Reddick, Reddich, R-E-D-D-O-C-H, Josh. He's a drummer with the, oh, what are they called? What are they called? Oh, Bo Hinsey, not Hines. Hinsey, Bo Hinsey in the back porch shovelers. We played with these guys, or I played solo down at Pivotos place down there in Lakeside Ice House. Now this goes to, so I wanted to read this one because it talks about how staying in tune with PhilPritchard.com can be helpful to bands. If you want to see what's going on, here's the cool thing about going to my website, PhilPritchard.com. You see dates there. You see stuff going on. Hey, we're recording this guy or whatever. You know, here's what we're playing. Here's some news. Here's some photographs. Here's the thing to always remember when you're dealing with PhilPritchard.com. There's nobody else, man. It's just me, a couple buddies. You know, of course, my buddy Kevin Haggard, some guys helping out on the website. But you never to think, oh, you know, is this really Phil? Or wait, who put this stuff on his website? Or, oh, he got this gig because of something else or something like that. Just know everything's on there. It's just a direct link to whatever I've got going on. Does that make any sense? I know you go to some band's site sometimes. They're on some tour. If you ask somebody in the band, like, hey, I saw you're playing here and here. They'll say, oh, I don't know. You know, our agent's sending us on that. I don't know anything about that. Or I don't know who's opening the show. I don't know. Get a lot of that. But, man, not on PhilPritchard.com. When you're reading there, man, you're just looking at the DNA of what we're doing at the time, you know. Just the core of the operation. The empire being built right in front of your very eyes. So this is what Josh passes along, and I was appreciative of this. Phil, love the podcast. Thank you, Josh. One day while I was on PhilPritchard.com to get my weekly dose, saw that you were playing an event called the Real Texas Festival. Indeed, I think that's what it's called. It's in Mesquite at the end of April, I believe. My words. Back to Josh's words. Having never heard of it, did a little Googling. Wow, what a cool-looking event. So as a shot in the dark, I submitted info about our band, Bo Hinsey and the Back Porch Shufflers. We played with you at Lakeside Ice House one hot summer evening in July. I remember that as well. So I sent an email to the promoters of the event. To my surprise, they liked us and wanted us to play. They were needing to fill out the lineup. It was right in our wheelhouse. We haven't played in the DFW area much, so I thought it'd be worth the exposure it would bring. So we scored it, just confirmed it today. We'll be sharing the stage with you on that Saturday. So here's a big thanks to you for indirectly helping out. Sincerely, Josh Reddick. Josh, you're very welcome, my friend. Very nice. Bo Hinsey. Boy, they need to come here and do a record. That just sounds like a band I would produce. Bo Hinsey and the Back Porch Shufflers. That would fit in well at Trinidad World Recording. Well, hey, that just goes to show you bands out there, man. Always check out. Always check out. I get emails on dates I put up there all the time. And you're emailing the right guy, Phil at PhilPritchard.com. Hey, Phil, is anybody opening this show? Hey, is anybody open for you at Woody's on this show? Or who's? I'll always try to help you out, man. Now, I might email you back and say, hey, they don't have openers there. Or the venue books the opener. I really don't know who that is. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dissuaded if I get back to you with not a lot of great news sometimes, but you never know. So there's Josh going to show you that it pays and helps your career to tune in to see what P2 has going on at any given time. What else do we have here? From the mailbag, look at this. You hear that? Hear that sound of that paper? I'm a digital guy. Digital recording, laptops, Apple computers throughout Trinidad World Recording. But the mailbag, I just print them off here. Analog, old school, man. Bring down a few trees for the mailbag, I say. No, no, no. Save the emails. Just kidding around. Oh, well, who is this here? Phil, if this really is P2. There's so many to start with that. Who do they think's going to respond? I know. It's like I was saying earlier. You think some agent or somebody, some callous, faceless person who runs this operation is going to get back to you. Phil, if this really is P2, saw you a couple times in Nacogdoches, Texas. Most memorably at the Sports Shack. Oh, man, is it still there? Nacogdoches, call me. Let me know. Email me, Phil at philpritchard.com. Sports Shack, is it there? I used to pack that place. Most memorably at the Sports Shack. You guys were terrific. If you guys are around the Houston area, I'd love to see a show. Thanks for the download, Elliot. See, a lot of these come from sometimes somebody, you know, P2 Tunes. You know of what I speak, p2tunes.com. Guess what? When you go there and download, I instantly get an email on my BlackBerry. And just look down. I can see your name. I see exactly what you downloaded. And I just kind of go, hey, cool, man. I don't respond usually. You know, you download a couple albums. Awesome. Just know that it thrills me. But occasionally, man, you download a whole bunch, I'll write you a little email. Got one of these I did on that. I'm trying to find which one that one was. Oh, yeah, here we go. Ty Anderson. Ty Anderson, Stephenville, Texas. I'll see how I responded to this. Dude, he bought like every album. So I get a little email. I'm just sitting there taking the kids to school or something. Go ding, look down. Some dude's downloaded every Pritchard album available on P2 Tunes. That is the notification I love to get. That the music is getting out there. That someone is thrilled with their purchase. Excited about listening to some music. So Ty, when you see something like that, man, somebody download like 10 albums or something, I try to shoot you an email. So I said, hey, thanks, man, or something. Yes, sir, Ty writes back. I'm blown away by songwriting and sound like yours is what makes Texas country great. By the way, I really like hearing the music and commentary on your radio show on The Ranch. The Ranch carries the PG podcast right here in Fort Worth, Texas. Absolutely. He goes on to say, it would be great if you put on a show in Stephenville. Let me know. Now, when are we going to Stephenville next? I don't think I've got a date on there. I had one for December, but it didn't work out. Our good old friend Mark Bostock down there at Bostock's loves having me come down there and play a show. Love it, man. Bostock, Stephenville. I mean, there's some fertile music ground down there. A couple of really good bands down there in Stephenville. Oh, man, I get emails from dudes down there. Forgive me for not thinking of any of them. You know, Six Market Boulevard, they're a good band from down there. Gosh, several guys. Tyler Rushing, he's a Stephenville guy, frequent contributor to the show. Good bands down there in Stephenville. Always a fertile music ground. Thank you very much, Ty, for passing that along. And thanks for downloading the records. Needless to say, you know you can go to p2tunes.com. And who knows, man, you download about 5, 6, 7, 8 P2 records there, some of which are only available on p2tunes.com. You can probably expect a little email from me saying, hey, dude, thanks for the full cart. Oh, let's see what we got here. This is from a little while back here. Our man Chad, he emails frequently, a frequent contributor. Let's see what he said here. How about getting the professional golfer on the podcast to tell funny or insightful stories, talk about changing the world? Yeah, I remember I was talking about my high school reunion run to my old friend Harrison Frazier. We played golf at Highland Park. Frazier's been on the tour, PGA Tour, for, gosh, the last 10, 12 years, something like that. Harry, is that right? God, we're going to go play some golf, and I haven't called him. My apologies, Harry. But we need to do it, man. We need to do it. That'd be cool, maybe, have Harrison Frazier come on, a PGA Tour golfer. Me and Kurt South got into some Tiger Woods talk. I mean, how could you avoid Tiger Woods talk this last year? Boy, was there anything more just disastrous than that? That makes the Brett Favre chaotic situation this year look like a freaking cakewalk. Good grief. You know, wouldn't you love to just sit down with Favre and Woods in a dark bar somewhere? And, you know, no one, you just sitting there and just kind of hanging at the bar by yourself. Brett Favre just kind of walks in with a hoodie, orders a few shots of Wild Turkey, and then you look up and there's Tiger just drinking a beer. The three of y'all just kind of sit around, talk about how the year went. You know, I can just go, man, the kids are driving me nuts. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. You know, thank goodness we're all doing okay. But boy, that'd be a good story to hear, wouldn't it? Favre talking about his year. Oh, man, all the photos, the injuries, the losing, the goodness gracious. Oh, maybe I could help him out. Maybe one of you out there would, you know, lend a good ear to a friend in the bar. Then you'd have to turn a tiger down there, you know, sipping his shiner box. So how was your year, man? Anything happen? Oh, my goodness gracious. But you buy him a couple drinks, he starts spilling his guts. You know, it all started last Thanksgiving, you know. I'd love to, you know, just for pure curiosity's sake, you know, because I hear a lot of good stories in bars. I make my living out there. Y'all pour out your hearts to me backstage, what's going on in your life. And I'm always interested. I'm always fascinated. You might not think so, but I am. I want to hear how everybody's doing. But Woods and Favre, you know what? If Tiger and Brett Favre are listening to this program, you know, text me, 817-733-5256. Tell me where to meet you for a drink. We'll show up. We'll talk about how the year went. A sympathetic year will be lent, I can tell you that. So Chad says, get the professional golfer on the podcast. Tell stories. This was pretty interesting here. We did Joni Mitchell's blue record. Ever think about recording Joni Mitchell's Free Man in Paris that came up on the shuffle the other day? Random. That's a great song, man. Written about David Geffen. I can't remember if she was dating him. You know, he announced he was gay after that, but back before then, I think she dated him. Of course, he started her career, David Geffen, the you know, tycoon music guy. Free Man in Paris, check that out. I think that's on, is that on Court and Spark, I think, album, Joni Mitchell. That'd be a cool, P2 and the Full Band could do a great version of Free Man in Paris. Weird song, but an interesting idea. He finishes up here, Chad. I listen to a lot of acoustic music in the cooler months. And when I'm at home reading, boy, this is the kind of fan you like to have right here. Thoughtful, pensive, reflective. Ever think about a bootleg series of acoustic samplings at the studio? Another Alive and Alone type record. P2FB has the ability to be so much more, but I like solo acoustic music too. Much tougher. Chad. Yeah, man, I have thought of that. In fact, the lead off of this segment, I played High Tide in the Heartland, an acoustic version of it from years ago. I don't know where it was from. That's the problem with some of this stuff. I don't even know where it's from. You know, some guys will say, hey, email me a, you know, you doing this song acoustic or something. I'm looking at it for this. We're thinking about using it for that or something. So I'll fire it off or I'll grab an old version of it. There's a lot of stuff like that. Let me know if that's something you'd be interested in, fans. What do you think I'm doing here? I just do what you want. Of course, I'm creating my own vision and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you what. When you write me an email, phil@philpritchard.com, say, hey, man, you know, yeah, like Chad says, how about an acoustic, you know, studio version of it? You just, you and your guitar, doing a bunch of songs, that'd be really cool. Something like that, man. I take it very, very seriously. And a lot of our, you know, projects and stuff we've churned out over the years comes directly from fans out there listening and just letting us know what to do, man. It runs on your enthusiasm, your input out there, everybody. So keep that in mind. Well, what am I here? I hear something out there. A rapping at my chamber door. I think Blue Marshall, bass player of the Full Band, is here. We're going to talk to him in our next segment. Stay tuned.
He said, I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems the life of the party, he never ages very well. And it was high tide in the heartland, high tide in the heartland, high tide in the heartland, and fire in the hill.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchard here on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting to you in beautiful high-definition audio or something quite like it from the cozy confines of Trinidad World Recording Studios, my studio here in Fort Worth. Thrilled to be with you today, folks. Delighted. Well, as promised, he is here. He has come unto us to share his views. We're just going to catch up with the guy. All of you out there, all of you fans coming to the Phil Pritchard and the Full Band shows, know and love and admire from afar and even a little too near. You know who you are. J.W. Blue Marshall, bass player of the Full Band, has dropped by.
Yo.
How you doing, Blue?
Doing well.
This is a thrill to have you here.
It's good to be here.
You've only been here one other time, as I recall.
One other time.
We cut it in the office in there. Do you remember that? We had the mics kind of in there for some reason.
We did two shows.
Early stages of the podcast, we covered your background in music up there. And growing up as a young boy in Effingham, Illinois.
Oh, the Midwest.
Your father, the great J.C. Marshall, drummer for the great Bacon Fat, who to this day still has his 1966 Black Oyster Pearl Ludwig drum kit in the basement there in the old family home in Effingham.
Purchased new
in 1966. that was the all-time quote. Stu's like, so what kind of kit is that? He's like, this is a Ludwig 1966. He goes, cool, where'd you get it? He goes, I bought it new in 1966. So JC, man, just a survivor, a 60s guy.
Oh, yeah.
A throwback guy. J-Dub's dad, his great mom, Bev. We stay at JC's and Bev's every time we go up for the Flatland Jam. It's been well reported on this broadcast. And his brother Richard plays in Bacon Fat. Eli is a promoter in the Midwest. The Marshall family. Levi in the Midwest. We love it, man. Well, thanks for dropping by, Blue. What brings you by on this beautiful day? It's just wonderful. You say, man, I'm coming by. You got some opinions on some things.
I do.
Free music, man. That's what we were talking
Free
about.
Music.
Well, you know our old friend Kurt South.
I do know the great Kurt South.
The great Sir Kyle, the podcast's own Kurt South. He calls me the other day, folks. I wanted to get Blue's thoughts on this. And says, Pritchett, I've done a 180 on music. I'm like, what do you mean? And as was reported, he turned against Bob Lefsetz, who you read. You read Lefsetz,
course,
right?
Of course.
Bob Lefsetz's blog. Kurt calls and goes, man, I know I was all an advocate for free music and all that, but man, he's turned it around. Now he says, man, you've got to pay something. And
why the change?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Kurt said that he was up there in Virginia. He's been away from it a little bit. And his perspective now is he just goes, man, just because someone has a lot of money, like Metallica or something, it doesn't mean it's right just to steal their songs from them. And the one very valid point I thought Kurt had, he goes, man, another thought that occurred to me was, we talk about how expensive CDs are, they're ripping you off, the record label's ripping you off, blah, 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 blah. He said, but really, look at the record sales in 98, 99, right before Napster in 2000. Man, you had Alanis Morissette selling, how many did that Jagged Little Pill sell?
Too many.
Did you buy one? I'll bet you did.
I procured one somewhere. I don't think so. I actually bought it, but I had it.
Well, it was a good album, you know.
It was a good album.
Oh, you had, Crack Your Rear View, Hootie, Sheryl Crow was selling a lot of CDs. Tons of CDs. And they were $15-$20, you know?
Yeah.
But no one was saying, boy, you know, an $18 CD, man, this has got to stop. Where does it end? I'm getting screwed left and right. No one was complaining about we just paid it. That's just what we always paid, right?
True.
It wasn't until Napster 2000 we just thought, oh, hey, look, I don't have to pay it. I can just get it for free. And that's what everybody started doing. And then Kurt South points out or argues there was a retroactive argument. They're like, you know what? The record labels were screwing us all the while. You know, they were charging us $20. You know, but that wasn't an outcry in the late 90s. But now we're all kind of looking back with a different perspective. Like, man, they were screwing us all along. Well, now it's free. We'll show them. And Metallica and these guys who don't want us to download their songs for pennies or for free are just a bunch of greedy bastards. What say you, Blue?
Well, I was in college in the 2000 era, yes. The Napster era. I will admit to partaking in the free download craze. And, man,
ooh,
I think...
You hear
I
that,
think,
folks?
I think it's long enough gone that I can admit that on the air. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was just one of those revolutionary things that just exposed me to more music than I ever would have been exposed to. So I can't...
Sure.
I have a hard time just now doing a 180 with South.
Right.
You know, South and I agree and disagree on many, many fronts, but...
Well, Lefsetz always said, and I do too, that you have to get paid somehow. There's got to be a new system put in place, I guess
right.
is kind of the argument. And it just seems silly, though, that some bands won't even put like a free MP3 on their website or something for fear
right.
of ruining their brand or something. I don't know. You think that's...
I'm a big fan of the subscription model
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you pay a little bit.
So the subscription model, you advocate the subscription model.
I'm a big fan of the subscription model.
Now, how would that work? Would it be something where some people have suggested there's like an iTunes cloud coming, you know, to where just everything iTunes has is up there? Then for a small fee a month, you'd say, hey, man, for $8.99, you can have access to 10,000 songs or 10,000 albums or what? Anytime you want. You log into iTunes, it just downloads. 1 month, you might go, you know what? I'm going to put the entire Fleetwood Mac catalog into my iPod. Check it out. But then later on, you might go, I moved it out and made room for something else I wanted to have.
Just Billy Joel, like, A to Z.
Like Netflix. Yeah, right. Everybody knows Blue's a big Billy Joel fan.
Love it.
Huge. Boy, did you catch Billy Joel. We listened to Billy Joel's interview with Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still on YouTube or are they taking it down?
I think it's still on there.
Will they take that
stuff
down? Go
and watch it. Yeah, they leave it up for a few weeks. Go and check it out.
Billy Joel, New York's own.
Uncensored.
Uncensored on over on Sirius talking to Howard Stern. And it sounds like that Billy was sitting at his piano.
He was.
And Stern was just at the other end of the piano with a mic, kind of just...
Yep.
Right? I mean, and they were just... And he'd say, so play a little bit of Scenes from Italian Restaurant. He'd just start playing.
Oh, yeah.
I saw today Billy Joel's dating a 28-year-old girl.
Really?
Yes. Jeez. What do you have to say about that?
Dude, that's news to me. Huh? That's news to me.
I think he has a daughter.
He does.
That's about that age.
No, she's not that old.
Well, she played some gig, man, at Alexa Joel?
Maybe.
She's 24 or something. 25, 26?
You have to separate the personal
from the art. But what struck you about that Billy Joel conversation with Howard? It was like 2 hours long, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just them two, no commercials, just talking. And it was fascinating. We listened to it in
just,
the van.
Yeah, just Stern, just cutting to the chase, just the old days.
So many great women.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite was his, I didn't realize he dated Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson.
Early on, before he dated Christie Brinkley.
Right.
Billy Joel, golly. And so Stern said something to the effect of, I want you to write me out a list of all the women you've had relations with and details. And then if I outlive you, once you are dead, then I can publish this information and share with all of his listeners.
I don't think he went for it.
No, Joel was like, I don't know about that, Howard. I don't know. Man, you know Billy Joel, in my opinion, always kind of underrated.
Always.
I feel like he never really got his due.
No.
You think? Would you agree with that?
Still hasn't.
Why is that?
You know, he was never the, they actually compared him a little bit to Elton as they've gone on tour a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, Billy said, you know, Elton's just, he's got his shtick, he's got his, you know, costumes and, you know, he works really hard and he's talented, but he's just, he's part of the scene. And Billy Joel was never really a scene kind of guy.
Yeah, he wasn't just an after party guy.
Got his blue jean jacket and, you know, just. Comes and plays, and he goes home.
Drink a bottle of scotch by himself somewhere. Well, I'm surprised Stern didn't get on him about the, you know, he's had some run-ins with the law and stuff.
Right.
Drinking and driving or something like that. Maybe that was off limits.
Maybe a condition to do the interview.
Stay away from some of that kind of stuff.
Could have been.
Oh, man. Is Joel on iTunes?
Joel's on iTunes.
Yeah. Who is it? Is there anybody not?
The Beatles is on now.
Well, we talked about the Beatles, you know, last week. Last week we talked about the Beatles on iTunes. Getting on there. But what about, or a couple weeks ago, and yeah, did you hear my voice messages? The Beatles called me. Actually.
Oh, really?
Did you hear that? Yeah.
No.
You have to go back and check that out. I think that's episode 90 or so. Check that out. Yeah, I got some voicemail from McCartney and Ringo.
Nice.
Very interesting. Very interesting. But Billy Joel and these guys, they didn't have trouble coming around on iTunes.
No.
Maybe it wasn't their call.
No. I think it's all up in the lawyer land with, you know, that sort of thing. But I actually heard some good Billy Joel live last weekend. New piano bar in Dallas.
Ah.
The Penguin.
Uh-huh.
A couple of piano players in from St. Louis. They knew them all.
Really?
They knew them all.
You know, Joel's one of those guys that people just don't hear people talk about him being their favorite artist like you do.
Right.
It's kind of rare. And then you've got...
There's probably some piano players out there die for him. But if you're not a piano player, they're few and far between to find just a diehard.
My good friend, I produced an album for a guy named Matt Wilson, who went on to a star in the Moving Out.
Right.
Toured. He met us one night. Were you there?
Yeah.
Is that the tea room?
I think so, yeah.
What were we doing playing there? When did that close?
That was a couple of years ago, a while back, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, so Matt Wilson, he played piano, and he goes, man, I play the same 28 Billy Joel songs
every night.
And then we sat down in the van and tried to name them all. I think we got most of them.
Yeah.
The greatest hits.
There's a lot of them.
That was a great game. Talk about what the band does in the van on the way to a show. One favorite activity is Blue gets out his iPhone, and we say, all right, you know, three nights ago, Elton John and Billy Joel played a show in Chicago. Me and Stu were like, okay. So, all right. So, name the songs played. Name the set list. I go first, then Stu goes. If you miss one, like, no, he did not play that song. That song was not played. Then that's a point against the guy who missed it.
Right.
And so back and forth, because it's a great game. Just,
oh, yeah. We did a Tom Petty one. So we did a good one.
But Stu's just going, Piano Man. Of course, early on, it's easy.
Right, Piano Man.
Just, you know, I'll say Rocket Man. Okay, Stu, your
that's
turn.
That's on there.
I'm going to come back with a little Scenes from Italian Restaurant. Just, yes, that was on there. And we go back and forth, but sure enough, you get into like the 15, 16. I'm like, how many songs did he play? Like, man, they played 38 songs. Like, God, you know, and you start digging kind of deep. You start missing some.
Did he play Go to Extremes? I don't think so.
Go to Extremes?
No?
It's kind of a new one.
We didn't start the fire.
It's one of the greatest. Yeah, I don't think he doesn't like that one. So you start really grappling, a little grappling. And Blue starts giving us some hints at the end. I'm like, now, can I get a hint? Did Elton do any of his Leon Russell stuff? Just, no, not at this show. No, just, no. Okay. And so there we go. Oh, man. How many years you been in the band now, Blue?
Going on 4 years, four and a half.
It'll be four in the summer.
No, it'll be five in the summer.
Five in the summer, that's right. Four and a half. Golly. I think you've been in the band longer than anyone else has.
Longest standing member of the full
band. Yeah, you and Stu. Was Stu here a gig or two before you were?
No, I got a couple weeks on Stu.
That's right. That's the other way around.
Ten gigs with Stu.
You always remind
Stolly.
Stu that you've been
that's
here
right.
longer than he
that's
has.
That's right. I've missed more gigs in the last four and a half years. I think he's only missed like two.
Stu has missed two gigs. We had Clint Rippey play.
That's right.
Two gigs.
The great.
And they were kind of close together.
Yeah, within a few months.
And then, which ones did you miss? Have you missed that many?
I haven't missed one in a while.
I was trying to think who.
Rowdy Float Trip I missed.
Colin Keaton has played Rowdy Float Trip, and he played in North Carolina.
That was a tough one to miss in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Maybe one other.
Maybe Woody's in a surf club.
And maybe,
there were a couple of those. There were a couple of
those. And then there was the great Josh Owens debacle.
Oh, man.
Just what was that? Blue's flight was delayed.
What was that place called in Houston?
I never made it. I never made it.
That was the only show in the history of Philip Pritchett and the Full Band, 15 years, whatever it's been, 1995, 6. where we just didn't pull it off.
A musician didn't show up.
What's the place called? Call me. It's in Uptown in Houston. The trendy place. They do country music Thursday nights. I'm drawing a blank here.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
It was, anyway. So, yeah, Blue was going to, you were going to fly in from Dallas.
Right.
Just southwest.
Happens.
It leaves every 10 minutes.
It's a bus, yeah.
But, man, they had, like, severe thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And it was just, dude, this isn't happening. This isn't happening.
Oh, yeah.
Sure enough, dude. So the opening act was our good friend Josh Owen, great guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Josh, you play any bass? He kind of shrugs. He goes, yeah, man. And he kind of knew our set a little bit.
Right.
He's a fan.
He's a fan,
and he knew some of the songs. And so I said, hey, this is called God Save the King. All right, Josh, G, C, and D, follow me. Watch me for the A minor. And he's like, all right, man. And he's played bass, and he slopped through it. And then at one point, we switched. He's a really good guitar
player.
That's right. Josh. And there's some pictures out there online somewhere of me playing bass and then Owen just shredding it on my Telecaster. Stu playing drums. That was the show. No one said anything. A lot of people said, man, where's Blue? I said, man, he got held
up
at the airport. I think that's the only one we didn't pull off.
Yeah.
How many have you come walking up, putting on the white shirt, just as the lights
seconds
come
before.
Up? I just kind of say, let's go. I hand you a Dos Equis. We hit the stage.
More than a handful.
I mean, and we all kind of smile like, man, we just
barely pulled it off.
Because
oh, yeah.
It is, man. That's the hard thing about being in a band, isn't it?
Just pulling it off.
Traveling and just getting everybody there and pulling it off. Because every gig that looms on the horizon for the weekend is just, man, I got work, and then I got this, and I got that, and I got to get this. I get my car
breaks down on the way to Oklahoma.
Your car's
got to
make it. You got to get your ride from the airport. You got to get on the plane. It's got to be on time. You're flying to Lubbock. We pick you up. Man, we still got time. Told the opening band to go ahead and set up. Okay, cool. Man, did they have a bass cabinet? Yeah, they said it's cool if you play with yours. All this stuff works out. And then, man, you're in there playing that first song. We have that moment where we all look at each other. Don't you
and
feel
that's
it?
The easy part.
And you kind of go, you kind of smile and go, hey, here we are.
We did it.
We're going to play a show.
Two hours later, it's over, you know. That should be another podcast, just the shows that almost didn't happen.
The shows that almost just didn't happen.
The trip to Kansas where the car broke down, made all kinds of problems.
Okay, well, that's one. God, there's a bunch.
Just the Flatland Jam, flying back, driving to Corpus, and like just how many miles we covered in 24 hours day. Just that's a whole podcast.
Can you come back? Can you come back next week? We'll do a segment on gigs that almost didn't happen.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't not come back.
Hilarity will ensue. Gigs that almost didn't happen next week on the podcast with Blue. He's going to be back next week.
Wow.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, stay tuned. You're listening to me, and Blue Marshall has been here. Thanks for coming by, Blue. He'll be back next week to talk about gigs that almost didn't happen. Maybe you were there, fans. Maybe you were there for some of these.
You didn't even know.
Didn't even know it. Didn't even know it, hopefully. Well, now I'm going to stagger over to the wall of vinyl records over here, blindfolded, grab a record, and then just wax eloquent on why it should be or should not be a part of your permanent collection. The Vault, next. Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast from Trinidad World Recording Studios, my studio here in Fort Worth. Oh, for goodness sakes, musicians out there, songwriters and singers from all corners of the globe, call me, 817-733-5256, or email me, phil@philpritchett.com. We make records here. Trinidad, come on in town. We got a place for you to stay here. Food. We'll make a record, man. We'll just move in, sink into it, as so many have done. And we love doing it, man. Trinidad, call me, Phil. We'll do it all together. Fun, fun, fun. Well, 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 how about old Blue Marshall, man? JW, Blue, bass player of the full band, dropping by here, espousing opinions, waxing eloquent on everything, music. Boy, he loves that Billy Joel, doesn't he? Oh, man, Joel, he's a mysterious figure. Once thin with hair dating Christine Brinkley, now just big, bald, drunk. I don't know, man. It's a guy that Kurt South could do like a whole segment on something like that, you know. But, man, no denying the man's commitment to music. Gosh, and his greatness. You know, I mean, growing up in the 80s like I did, and some of you out there, I mean, you take Billy Joel for granted. He's everywhere. He's here. He's there. He's Billy Joel. He's not like a long hair rocker guy, and he's also not an old Frank Sinatra kind of guy. He's just, I don't know, he's just some guy out there making videos and writing songs. Boy, but as the years go by, man, and his music's out there, you look at, I don't know, it's not fair to compare anyone to Billy Joel, but you look at how many hits the guy had, man, just those 30 songs that you know most of the words to, or at least the chorus. Like me and Blue were talking about, and it's just astounding. You know, you look at guys who come along like a Ben Folds or somebody, or I mean, how good is he? What are his songs? I mean, I'm not trying to put him down at all. He's a very good artist, but he's certainly a piano player. I was trying to think of a piano player of modern day who's had some hits, achieved some notoriety. Oh, well, here's a guy. Okay, you know, whistle five of his songs real quick. You're like, She's a Brick and I'm Drowning Slowly. And I don't know, there's a couple more maybe come to mind, but God, a guy like Billy Joel with the string of hits is just shocking. Well, man, that's the track Laura, kind of an underrated, unknown track. From this record, we're looking at The Nylon Curtain. Had to dig into Billy's, kind of the middle of his career here, middle Billy Joel. This was 1982. The Nylon Curtain, produced as always by Phil Ramone. Always, you know, drinking some whiskey or something on the back of the album cover. I think me and Kurt did The Stranger a while back, one of Billy's first big breakout records. But this was The Nylon Curtain, 1982. It said that, I didn't know this, I was reading about it, one of the first albums digitally recorded, mixed and mastered. So how about that? Very interesting. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, Brothers in Arms, or one of those Dire Straits albums, Money for Nothing, you know, that those songs. I think that was one of the first digital albums. So, you know, back there in the early 80s, man. Started using the digital stuff, getting away from the analog. So, listen closely and see if you can tell the difference. Anyway, that is Laura, sort of a Beatles McCartney tune. Not very well known. But then they got the three big heavy hitters on this record. It's one of my favorite Billy Joel albums. He's got some weird stuff on here, man. Scandinavian Skies and Where's the Orchestra. Some real symphonic sort of movements. Very ambitious stuff. I'm not too into all of it, quite frankly. I don't listen to it a lot with a lot of seriousness. But this Nylon Curtain record's got a couple of my favorite Billy Joel songs on there, including the lead track, the start-off track. I remember this video, man, Allentown, singing about the trials and tribulations of Allentown, Pennsylvania. I think it's an actual town, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, the steel company shutting down, and a great vocal performance here from Billy Joel. I won't be getting up today. Just the lyrics are so freaking great. Check it out. Billy Joel, Allentown.
Bye.
Billy Joel, Allentown, Blue. See, I know Blue and his whole family is back there in Effingham, Illinois. Blue, of course, here in Dallas, listening to his broadcast excellence from his guest spot there, wondering who's going to be in the vault. Who's Pritchett going to put in there, man? Come on, someone to do Blue justice, to bring out and just tie it all together, what we were talking about. Who else better than Billy Joel? Great stuff here, Allentown. Well, man, this next song, one of the other biggies off of this one, big video and everything in the 80s, Pressure. Dude, I love the piano synthy thing here. Talk about a signature lick on a song. I mean, good grief, man. All of us write songs now. We just strum a few chords and something. I mean, who just comes out of the gate going, jen, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We may never see it again, folks. I don't know. You tell me. Email me, philpritchard.com. Is there another Billy Joel out there? Another dude that's just going to come through and churn out 30 hits that we all know the words to and two arenas the rest of his life? I don't know, man. You know, we were talking about that interview we gave on Howard Stern's show. Fascinating interview with Billy Joel. He's an aging guy. He's just kind of chilling out. He's not doing a lot of lyric songwriting anyway. I think he writes a lot of music, symphony pieces, classical music, that kind of stuff. He owns a motorcycle shop, like a bike shop. He just hangs out, builds motorcycles. You know, his maybe biggest and best writing and touring days are behind him. Some may say far behind him. But, he still sounds great, still sings well, and plays piano well. But, man, he left a history, man. What a legacy he's left. Songs like this still blow my mind. Pressure! Now that's an ending. That's how you end a song when you write a great song. You just end it. Well, thanks for listening, folks. Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Did you know you can download any one of my albums for just $4 at p2tunes.com, including the all-new Blueprint Garage Volume 3 featuring Dirty South, Psycho Killer, all kinds of wild stuff on there. Check that out. $4. Just go to p2tunes.com. Go back and listen to any podcast you want at p2podcast.com. This is the community, folks. You have found the center. You have found that beacon of light out there in the fog. Congratulate yourself on your brilliance, on a journey well led. You have come here, and we're so thrilled that you could have joined us this week. Phil Pritchett here. We're going into that good week. We'll be out there at the front lines fighting the battle of music and bringing you back the news. Well, we're going to leave it here with one of the most classic Billy Joel songs ever, also from the Nylon Curtain. Talking about Nam, man, Vietnam. This is a crusher, dude. Good night, Saigon. What a way to end it here on this edition of the podcast. Our thanks to Blue Marshall, J-Dub, Blue, see you in the van this week, Blue. Thanks for dropping by the studio. Billy Joel, take you out here. We'll see you guys next week on the podcast, everybody. Take care. Much tougher.
the day.